Good day to you, and welcome back to the Visit Julian Blog Talk Radio podcast. We have another organization that we're interviewing today, so I loved the opportunity to bring information about people who are doing good in the community and share that with y'all. So today we have Jeff Holt, who is part of the Friends of the Julian Library. Welcome, Jeff.
Welcome. Thank you.
Awesome. So basically, the Friends of the Julian Library is exactly what it says. It's an organization that's formed and functions to support this Julian Branch Library, correct?
Correct.
All right. And some of the ways that you do that are?
Okay, very good. So our focus at library needs, we use our money from fundraising and membership and so forth. Donations to enhance the library's wonderful facilities, keep the place vibrant and welcoming. So our goal then is to basically provide the resources to make the library a success. And we're really excited because things are beginning to shift. New energy, new board members. COVID is relaxing maybe a tad. So, you know, we're revving up the special programs, Music on the Mountain, Arts and Letters, special programs. And so it's exciting for me because I was on the board back in the early days, during the early fundraising around 2002. There was a long effort there to gain funds to to create this library. So then I kind of, I don't know, went on vacation, but now I'm back and working with Jonna Waite, our fearless leader.
Well, one of the things I noticed recently, and I think it's really cool, but we got to get the word out, is someone posted on Facebook in the community group, is there a red box here in Julian? And as you know, or may not know, a red box is a place, a machine where you can go and rent movies. And Jonna, of course, immediately popped in, and you can check out movies from the library. Not everyone up here in this community has high-speed internet. I know for years, because I live in the desert section, I didn't. And so when Netflix mailed DVDs, I was one who got DVDs mailed. It's only been recently that I've been able to stream. So you can rent movies, not rent, check out for free movies from the library.
Okay, very good.
Yeah, so I think that that's something that when you talk about making sure that the library is vibrant, I'm sure that you guys have something to do with the, and correct me if I'm wrong, with the selection and things that are available at the library?
Absolutely.
Okay, good. So that's just one example of how the library can serve this smaller rural community that, you know, while the rest of the world may be streaming, there may be people who can't stream.
Absolutely.
And you go in there and you can still watch the latest movies and you don't have to put money into a machine and then run back to return it and get, not get a late fee.
Very good.
I don't want to talk about my past with late fees.
That's sort of new for me too.
Is it?
You know, I'm not a big streamer. I kind of do the old traditional stuff, checking out books. And I just checked one out the other day. Slightly different procedure than I remember, but still, the bookstore and what's available in the library up here is amazing.
That's so great
really,
to hear.
You know.
Yeah, for those who want to read or learn. For me, with the library, again, before I had streaming and decent internet and yada, yada, I would spend hours in the library getting work done, sitting at a table with my laptop. And I would meet people from the community in the little study rooms. You know, at the time we could book them and go in and, you know, talk about stuff. So the library is a fantastic place. And I think it might be somewhat intimidating for people. There is no more Dewey Decimal System, so you don't need to be scared to death. And, you know, walk in. Everybody who works there is super inviting. And just go and see what the library has to offer. And coincidentally and conveniently, the bookstore is right to the left when you first enter the library.
That's correct.
So you can go in, and by purchasing books there, you're supporting all that fantasticness that you see when you walk in through the gate into the library.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, awesome.
Yeah.
So let's talk a little bit about Music on the Mountain and how people might enjoy that and how frequently or infrequently.
Okay. So they're reinstituting this with vigor. Music on the Mountain is part of our special programs. It was going strong before the COVID. Anyway, it's on the first Fridays, so we have one coming up just shortly. Joseph Luna Blues Band, February 4th at 2 p.m. And we're drawing crowds, you know, 25, 35. Mm-hmm. We could take it up maybe, you know, each month. Mm-hmm. They have a whole host of upcoming musicians, everything from blues bands, gypsy jazz, renaissance. They've got it planned out for at least a year.
So there's something for everyone.
Absolutely.
And then for those that are listening, if you're interested in finding out what upcoming musical performances will be, that link will be in the show notes. So you can go to the Friends of Julian Library. I'll make sure that on our show notes, you can link right to Music on the Mountain. And I'll also, if we have other things we talk about as the interview progresses, I'll make sure that that information is also in the show notes. I have personally attended Music on the Mountain, and I saw the Blue Man Group. No, not the Blue Man Group. The Tall Man Group. Not the blue. The tall. You know, it's easy to get confused. The Tall Man Group, and they were fantastic. And I also enjoyed Nathan James, and both were just so entertaining and foot tapping, and it's just great. I highly recommend giving it a shot. It's just something pretty unique and wonderful that Julian offers. So pretty cool.
Yep. Every first of every month on Friday, midday, 2 o'clock, free to the public, open to the public.
Yeah, just about everything that happens at the library, if not everything, is free, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's awesome. Don't say there's nothing to do, because there's something to do in Julian. Now, your annual meeting is coming up.
Correct.
Yeah. So people can support the work that you do. Say that, for example, if I'm a person who Fridays at 2 o'clock, first of the month or whatever, are not convenient for me, but I really love the idea of Music on the Mountain and I want to support it. So annual meeting means annual membership drive. How can people support the programs that you guys do?
Great question. You know, first of all, we're trying to publicize all the events, and coming into the library, coming into the bookstore, all gives a chance for the person to sign up, become a member. Mm-hmm. Individual memberships are like $10. Yeah. Family $25.
Yeah, I mean, it's nominal. And
yeah, we're a nonprofit. Mm-hmm. All the money goes back into the library. It's, you know. Mm-hmm. So again, this annual meeting is a way of sort of calling new members. Mm-hmm. If people are interested in joining. Mm-hmm. There'll be financial reports, general elections, and then around 4:30 there'll be a greeting and a membership drive, and they can easily sign up right there. And then at 5:30 will be Kathy Scott. I don't know a great deal about her, but she's a mystery writer.
Yeah, and she's a local. She's a Julian
local. She's a local, mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So looking forward to that. Yeah. So, yeah, the annual meetings have been interesting over the years.
I know a couple of years ago there was like that big party and in the evening, and that
I think they've even had auctions before. Mm-hmm. But this sounds like it's going to be a good one, and like I said, good way to join the library
and support the programs that they do. Because, for example, my kids are both grown, but the library benefits the community's children. And when the kids go to the library and the kids are enriched, then they grow up to be better members of the community. So for $10 a year, you can support the Friends of the Julian Library, which in turn supports the library, which in turn supports the community and its children. And I think it's super important and such a small amount of money to put out to support something that grand.
Absolutely.
So annual meeting coming up at the library. I'll make sure I have, did I just say library? Because apparently I'm six. I'm 6 years old.
Literally.
It's the library. And I'll have links to that too, so that people can join and support or renew and support, because I need to renew my membership. So that's a good reminder for us all. I've seen some talk lately about the gate that enters into the library. Yes. So for those who are Hubble fans, can we talk a little bit about the gate?
Yes. I'm a big fan of James. And as far as the creation, you know, up there and the installation and so forth, I don't remember a lot of the details. Mm-hmm. I have been taking some photographs of it for our next newsletter, which is mm-hmm. going to feature it. Mm-hmm. The big thing right now is that they're working on a plaque to highlight the library gates, and that's going to be right there as you enter mm-hmm. to honor James and his work. Mm-hmm. As far as the installation and so forth, I was not present there, but it is a beautiful, organic, classic James Hubble design.
Yeah, I'm looking at a picture of it right now, and it's just absolutely beautiful. And we'll put a picture of it up on the show as well. I don't know if I told you, Jeff, but there's a slideshow that runs during our broadcast.
Okay.
So I'll pick a bunch of pictures of the library. I'll put a picture of the gate, maybe some posters from Music on the Mountain, so people can see what we're talking about we're talking about
it. I love the way his stuff echoes the Art Nouveau style. Mm-hmm. And Gaudi in Spain, that kind of organic glasswork is very unique. There's examples of this work at the Methodist Church, for example.
Oh,
there's
a
beautiful organic window there.
I've been there, but you know, you're...
I know. I know a lot of people. Oh, that's a Hubble?
Yeah,
yes,
don't
it
even
is.
Know. Yeah, and we're lucky enough to have him in the community, just albeit on the outskirts, so...
Yeah.
But he also is very generous to the community, and like you said, the Methodist Church, the library, Vulcan Mountain Gate.
Absolutely.
So yeah, so fantastic. So for those who are Hubble fans, you know, step on into the library, have a look at the gate, and then turn left and go into the Friends of the Julian Library bookstore.
Yes.
Yeah. So what is Arts and Letters?
That's great that you mentioned that. Okay. Around 2007, when Jan Matthias was the sort of head person mm-hmm. there for the library,
uh-huh.
We were coming up with ideas to gain support for the library and how to make it more a bigger draw.
Mm-hmm.
And Arts and Letters was a word that I kind of remembered from my old college days, mm-hmm. and people kind of liked it, and so we started plugging in writers and artists and mm-hmm. poets, and out of Arts and Letters grew a pretty good program for enrichment. And we're cranking that up again with authors, artists, mm-hmm. poetry, workshops. So it kind of is a sister to the Music on the Mountain.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I think Arts and Letters started first. I'm not sure.
So it's a big sister.
Yeah.
It's the older sister.
Anyway, it's part of the special programs. And again, I was so impressed with Jenna Blum, who just spoke about her new book, Life Lessons from a Wise Old Dog. And in the community room, mm-hmm. there was about 35 people, so mm-hmm. it was pretty full. And it was just excellent.
That's
and
so
I
great
really
to hear.
It was so impressed, not only the stories about her dog, but her experiences with interviewing Holocaust mm-hmm. survivors. And
for a different book. Uh-huh.
What that did for her, mm-hmm. and so forth. So,
yeah, I heard from someone else, so it seems to be a consensus that it was an excellent presentation. That was yesterday at the library.
Correct.
Right? Yeah, so fantastic. The other thing I had in my head, local artists that get featured in the library.
Local artists.
Yeah,
okay.
So I've seen where, you know, that those from the Julian Arts Guild will present a set of their works that get displayed in the library.
Okay.
So
that's a good point.
To support, I am a firm believer in taking what one community organization offers and what another one offers and finding a way to integrate them so everybody benefits.
That's
and so
point, yeah.
I think that the library, by incorporating local artists and having their art up at the library, is really an awesome idea of community, an awesome idea of collaboration. So for those who are interested in art, they can go to the library and see some of our local artists who are also having shows at the Julian Arts Guild the art gallery over on B Street. So it's just a collaboration of the community. It's not just a county library. It's not stale. It's not a building that has, you know, the books that are, you know, recommended for a library. It's much more, like you said, the word that you used earlier, it's much more vibrant than that. It's local flavor. It's art. It's music. It's conversation. There's that wonderful woman who has crafting classes that you can go to, Mary Morgan. And I've gone there when I had kids of the age, and we made greeting cards, and they were Mother's Day cards. There was another time she did Easter cards. So you could go there and leave with something that your child created at the library. Yeah. So that's the thing that gets me about our library, is it just feels like home. You don't feel like you're out in an institution. You really feel like you're in a place that's just warm and part of your community. It's just an awesome place.
Yeah.
Totally love that library.
Yeah.
So anything else that I forgot to mention that, oh my goodness, we had to talk about?
Okay, just a couple of things.
Okay,
just
you
to
go.
Jump in here. These are kind of new to me, mm-hmm. getting back on the board. Mm-hmm. We now have this Books on the Go mm-hmm. program. So Dana Peterson is sort of heading this up. Mm-hmm. And they have book carts mm-hmm. distributed around town.
Mm-hmm.
And she and I just recently took a cart and some books out to the pub
at Lake Cuyamaca. Gotta love the pub.
And so these books are used, and they're used to raise money mm-hmm. for the library. And that's kind of fun.
It is fun.
I'm kind of interested, being a former teacher for 30 years, I'm really interested in literacy in one way or another. Mm-hmm. And as a photographer, I'm interested. So I'm interested in pushing literacy more and more with the friends.
Yeah.
And doing maybe a visual literacy mm-hmm. using cameras. I've done that in the past.
Oh, yeah, kids with cameras.
Get beyond mm-hmm. just the cell phone mm-hmm. thing.
Sure.
And I like what you said about the local artists. Linda Lamone, for example, I had no idea how good she was.
Yeah, and when you talk about her, you're going to get me all gushy. She's one of my favorite humans on the planet.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah.
And I like to see the community room is starting to mix it up a little bit with local artists. Mm-hmm. Betty Rickenshude, for mm-hmm. example, I saw some stuff of hers. Mm-hmm. And so I would say that the Books on the Go, the move towards a visual literacy, the special programs, I understand they recently did guitar lessons for kids.
There you go.
You know, mm-hmm. so, and the energy
it's amazing.
It's amazing.
Yeah, it really is. I'm going to elaborate a little bit more on the Books on the Go because I'm very familiar with it.
Very good.
During COVID, it started because the bookstore was closed. So we here at Town Hall had a cart. And it's just like one of those carts that if you go back to your school days and someone was pushing something down the hallway. It's a cart with books on it. It also had, when it was here at Town Hall, it had some movies on it. And then it had a donation box. And people would peruse the books on the cart, and then it's the honor system. You take a book, you leave some money.
There you go.
That was it. And we did that. We had it here for months during COVID. It is the one we had here, I believe, is now at the Wolf Center. So if I'm not mistaken, the Books on the Go are at the California Wolf Center Visitor Center on B Street. There is also one at Regulars Wanted, and then now there's the one at the pub. And I'm sure there are more, but those are the three that I know off the top of my head where they're located. So that's not only great for locals, but it's also cool for visitors. When I had visitors coming into Town Hall and they'd be perusing the inside, looking at the historic photos, they'd see the book cart and the kids would get excited or someone would find something they were looking for. So check out the book carts all around town.
Very good.
Yeah. So I hope we covered enough. I hope we made this an exciting venture.
Yes.
For people to come and check out the library, feel at ease, no Dewey Decimal System.
Yes. Yeah.
And lovely women and men at the building that are going to help you find what you need, set you up. That copy machine is a nightmare. They'll help you make copies.
Yeah. Dedicated volunteers. Gotta love Tanya and all the work she's done there.
So at the very least, people, if you haven't been, you owe it to yourself to see what you're missing.
Absolutely.
Jeff, thanks so much for coming in and talking
Thank
with
you.
Me. I appreciate it.
I appreciate
all right.
It too.
Until next time.